From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Head of the United Nations Refugee Agency says a proposed initiative to create safe zones in Syria for refugees would not work in the country. Filippo Grandi said Syria was not the right place for the initiative because of terrorism in the country and the number of different groups involved in Syria's conflict. President Trump recently expressed an interest in safe zones, as did Turkey and Lebanon. Those two countries host 3.75 million Syrian refugees. Mr. Trump also signed an order last week barring Syrian refugees from the United States indefinitely. U.S. federal judge in the state of Washington has temporarily blocked the travel ban imposed by Mr. Trump last week. He ordered bans on visa holders from Iran, Libya, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. He says the measure is necessary to protect the safety of American people from terrorists. United States imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East in light of this week's missile test by Iran. University of Pennsylvania scholar Ian Lustig on any effects sanctions might have on Tehran.
American economic sanctions we could ratchet up above and beyond those that the Congress is already enforcing. But as long as the rest of the world is not joining with us in those sanctions, it's really not going to hurt Iran that much.
The new sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's aggressive stance against Tehran, following a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated with Iran. This is VOA News. A U.S. military official is saying an American Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen, protecting international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. This comes after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea on Monday that killed two crew members. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the United States recognizes Japan's administration of the Senkaku Islands, a comment quickly criticized by China. Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He told reporters it was important to let Japan know of the U.S. commitment to their long-standing relationship.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
Earlier in South Korea, Mattis said any nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with an effective and overwhelming response. The Military Times is reporting that Vincent Viola, an Army veteran and founder of a high-speed trading firm nominated by President Trump to be the Secretary of the Army, has withdrawn his name from consideration. He cited his inability to get around Defense Department rules concerning his family business. Reuters reports Viola is a former chairman of the New York Mercantile Exchange and is a leader in electronic trading. Along with Virtue CEO Douglas Sifu, he bought the Florida Panthers in the National Hockey League in 2013. Defense Secretary Mattis said he's disappointed and understands and respects Viola's decision. He will be making another nomination for a candidate soon. World Health Organization reporting the lives of millions of the 8.8 million people who die every year from cancer could be saved if the disease was diagnosed early. Agency has issued new cancer guidelines in advance of today's World Cancer Day. The WHO's Etienne Krug says a lot can also be done to help people who already are diagnosed with cancer.
It does not have to be a death sentence. There's a lot we can do in terms of early diagnosis and screening, in terms of improving treatment, surgery, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and when needed, palliative care.
World Health Organization is reporting that 14 million people develop cancer annually, a figure that is expected to rise to more than 21 million by the year 2030. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.